Hi, thanks everyone for being a part of this press call. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is going to be announcing USDA and its partners investing more than $30 million in Mississippi River Basin water quality and wetlands projects, and this is impacting seven states in the lower Mississippi Basin plus Iowa. The Secretary is on the phone, and also here in the studio we have as a technical expert NRCS Central Regional Conservationist Tom Christensen. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, let us know by pressing star one. But first, we'll hear from Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susan, and thanks to everyone who is joining us this afternoon, and a special thanks to Tom Christensen for his work and his efforts today. Over the last 3 years, this department has made a strong commitment to conservation. Across the country, we've announced a series of targeted initiatives which were designed to work with farmers, ranchers, and forest owners to address some of the most pressing natural resource issues we face in this country, particularly as it relates to water and water quality and soil quality and soil erosion. Whether it's responding to the Gulf oil spill, helping landowners restore habitat for rare species like the sage grouse, or improving water quality in the Chesapeake Bay, the Great Lakes, and the Mississippi River, we're demonstrating every single day that voluntary conservation works. So today I'm pleased to announce that the USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service and its partners will invest nearly $32 million during this fiscal year in five specific wetland restoration projects covering seven states in the Mississippi River Basin. Those states are Arkansas, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, and Tennessee. Now, these projects were selected after we issued a request for proposal on January 3rd of 2012 for wetland restoration under the Wetland Reserve Enhancement Program. And this is in the context of our Mississippi River Basin Healthy Watersheds Initiative that has been ongoing for some time. This is all a component of our overall wetland reserve program. Through WRP, producers apply through NRCS field offices to restore and protect wetlands on private lands. And through WREP, the producers will work with selected partners to restore and protect wetlands in priority areas. We implemented the Mississippi River Basin Healthy Watershed Initiative in 2010, and it was focused on improving the health of priority small watersheds in that river, Mississippi River Basin area. Through this particular initiative that we're announcing today, NRCS and its partners will be helping producers in those priority watersheds that are being designated to voluntarily implement systems that avoid, control, and trap nutrient runoff, restore wetlands, and improve wildlife habitat. We believe we can do this without compromising agricultural productivity. These newly selected projects will play a key role in meeting the objectives of our Mississippi River Basin Initiative. We had proposals equaling over $43 million, almost $44 million in request, and we were able to fund nearly $32 million. This will help to fund an estimated 14,000 acres of wetland wildlife habitat areas. We believe this will allow us to increase the scope of wetland restoration investments by adding $32 million to the existing $17.8 million announced from previous years. And we believe that over time it's going to make a big difference in that river basin area. Now, the five projects involve the following. Water quality and wetland restoration in the Biff River watershed in Arkansas. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission will lead this effort to improve water quality and restore critical fish habitat and wildlife habitat. This project will provide nearly 1,000 acres of watershed protection in 2012, expanding up to 3,400 acres as the project unfolds. The Cache-Langille River RWEP project in Arkansas will also be funded. This is conservation districts in Poinsett and Craighead counties. They'll co-sponsor this project to restore 100 acres of wetland habitat in 2012, leading ultimately to 600 acres by the project's end. And this is focused on reducing sediment and nutrient delivery. The wetlands restoration in the Cache River and Lower White Bayou watersheds of Arkansas is also going to be funded. The Nature Conservancy is our partner here. It's poised to assist landowners in protecting and restoring 2,000 acres of wetland habitat in 2012 and 6,000 when the project is fully implemented. This project also falls in a focal area of the America's Great Outdoors effort and should increase opportunities there as well. We are also going to restore the bottomland hardwood forest and wetlands in the lower Mississippi River Batcher. With the Mississippi River Trust and 9 co-sponsors, we'll be implementing this project in 6 states. We hope to restore roughly 7,280 acres of bottomland hardwoods in 2012, up to 30,000 acres when the project is fully completed. And the North Raccoon River Wetland Initiative in Iowa, our sponsoring agent and partner there is the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. We look to see improvements in about 1,020 acres in the Prairie Pothole region of Iowa. We believe this will ultimately improve water quality and wildlife habitat. It should also assist flood-affected landowners by providing some flood relief opportunities in the Raccoon and Des Moines River watersheds. So these 5 projects will be added to the list of other projects that have been announced in the past and are part of this initiative and are part of a larger effort focused on large watersheds and using NRCS capacity and resources to improve water quality and wildlife habitat. Susan, with that, I'll be glad to take questions.
I want to start off asking, how does this add to work that's already underway with the Mississippi River Basin Healthy Watershed Initiative?
That's an extension, Susan, and I'm going to ask Tom to weigh in on this as well. It's an extension of our existing efforts. We have made the decision that we need to focus on large-scale watersheds, and within those large-scale watersheds, specifically designating specific smaller watersheds that basically contribute to the health and welfare of the larger watershed. I would say that the interesting thing about this particular effort was the cooperative nature and the collaborative nature, asking states and entities within those states to identify areas which they felt were of significant need and could be of significant help in improving the watershed. But Tom, if you want to add anything to that, feel free.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Yes, definitely. This expands upon the existing efforts. For example, under the Wetland Reserve Enhancement Program, this will bring the total acres to about 17,000 across the 3 years, and the total federal commitment from NRCS to about $50 million, and that's across 25 projects. So this is very exciting to add to the existing suite of projects and bring in some new ones, some very unique, such as the Batcher Land Project in the lower Mississippi, which is going to restore bottomland cropland into bottomland hardwoods in the lands between the river and the levee. And this is pretty significant. This area encompasses from the southern tip of Illinois down to Baton Rouge, a very exciting project.
You kind of touched on this, Mr. Secretary, in your opening remarks, but are there any unique projects?
Well, I'm going to have Tom answer the specifics on this, but I think not so much unique, but I think it's an extension of what we've attempted to do in the last 3 years in particular, which is to really look for ways in which we can leverage the resources of NRCS and partner with entities, nonprofits, state agencies, local agencies, conservation districts who are interested in the same goals we are. And I mentioned and alluded to the American Great Outdoors effort. I think the reason why this conservation effort is important is not just for the environmental benefits, which are extraordinary, and not just the job creation opportunities that restoration work entails, but the opportunity for wildlife habitat to expand, which in turn creates new opportunities for outdoor recreation, which is one of our foundation cornerstones, if you will, for revitalizing a rural economy.
Yes, I would add to what the Secretary said about partners. Each of these projects has a wide array of partners, in many cases 10, 12 partners, and that's very significant in the leveraging they bring to the table to add to the NRCS resources.
All right. It looks like we do have some reporters who want to ask questions on the line. Let's start with Amanda Porteca from E&E. Amanda.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to clarify one thing. Is the $32 million you mentioned all coming from USDA, or is it both from USDA and from the partners you mentioned?
Tom, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I think this $32 million is our contribution. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. It's our contribution, and of course, there will be additional resources contributed because of our partners who are engaged and involved in. That's the whole key here, is to use the federal money as a kind of a primer to encourage additional investment.
All right, let's go to Alex Daniels with Arkansas Democratic Gazette. Alex.
Oh, thanks for having the call, Secretary Vilsack. I'm just curious, you mentioned how much money will go to these projects, especially the Arkansas projects, but can you provide some details as to what exactly is going to go on the ground in terms of in terms of what restoration will be happening? You know, what are they going to be doing?
Well, I'll let Tom answer that question. He's probably in a better position to talk about the specifics, but I would imagine that it's, as he indicated, converting cropland to hardwoods is one part of it. But Tom, perhaps you can provide more detail.
Yes, sir. They'll be restoring permanent vegetation to these lands, and then in addition, they'll be modifying the hydrology to return it to a wetland condition. Many of these lands were converted at prior times to non-wetlands, so they'll be restoring the wetland hydrology in many of these acres.
Tom, can you talk a little bit about the filtering impact of that and what it does for wildlife expansion?
Excellent point. Yes, the permanent vegetation will serve as a filter, and then, of course, the cropland will no longer have additional nutrients applied to it, so that'll have tremendous water quality benefits. Plus, you won't have sediment running off of the land either in a permanent vegetative cover, whether it's grass or trees. And then, in addition, much of this land resides in the Mississippi flyway areas, so migratory birds will benefit greatly, in addition to more localized species. So tremendous wildlife benefits will accrue from these projects.
Let's continue on the line. We've got Amina Sayed with BNA. Amina.
Yes, thank you. Secretary Vilsack, I wanted to ask you or Tom, what exactly, when you say financial and technical assistance, what exactly does that mean? It's sort of following up on what Alex asked.
I'm going to again ask Tom to weigh in on this, but essentially we use these resources to compensate landowners for the use of their land in one form or another. If you're going to take something out of production, that's obviously you're going to be losing whatever income that generates. So there has to be some corresponding financial incentive or assistance, and so it can be in the form of an easement of sorts. But Tom, why don't you talk a little bit about the financial aspects of this?
Yes, sir. In many cases, the landowner will choose a permanent easement, and in that case, we pay 100% of the value that we're purchasing, what's commonly called the geographic area rate cap. And then we're also paying 100% of the restoration cost for a permanent easement. If it's a 30-year easement, which is another option, then we pay 75% of the cost of the restoration and 75% of the value. And then the third option is a 10-year restoration-only agreement, where we cost share between 50% and 75% of the cost of the restoration to a wetland condition.